Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day. It's my pleasure. We got some really important stuff coming up for you straight ahead, because anytime Ruth King joins us, it's really important. And you know, you're not going to want to miss this. Ruth is our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's an outstanding entrepreneur, a champion entrepreneur. She's the author of The Ugly Book About Managing People and Other The Ugly Truth About Books, and I think she's got maybe a half a dozen of those. She is a internet TV entrepreneur and pioneer. She's the CEO of BusinessTVChannel.com, and she's our good friend. Ruth, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Did I give the website correctly?
It's actually Profitability Channel. We changed the
name.
That's
right. That's right. That's right. I've got to update my records here. Profitability Channel. .com. That's right. I knew there was something. That's the reason I asked. I thought there was something a little different about that.
It really talks about what we're doing is keeping businesses profitable. And that's the key.
Right. No question about it. Ruth, I want to get your take on the economy. I, for months now, months ago, 3 months ago, I wrote an article and I told my audience, I'm going to refuse to participate in this recession, and here's how I'm going to do it, and here are some things that you can do to not participate in the recession. And the first thing I said we have to do is we have to get our attitude right. And the attitude is this: every year there are challenges and opportunities. I call them the odd couple for small business. And any given year there are more of one than the other. This year, maybe we got more challenges than opportunities, but it's still just another year that I'm going to be a business owner. Next year, I'm going to still be in business when all this is over with. So why would I get all caught up in whether, you know, I've got more challenges this year than last year or not, and worrying about some kind of a title? What do you think?
Oh, I definitely agree with you. I think the media caused us. And I think the media will end up getting us out of it from the majority of the population standpoint.
Yeah.
But, you know, so many people, I mean, there's been study after study after study that shows that if you put your head in the sand, crawl under your covers, and wait till the media says, it's okay, the recession's over, and come out, you're going to lose a lot of your business, because the really smart business people continue marketing. They continue talking about value. They
right.
continue talking about why they need them and what it's going to do for them. It's going to increase their sales. It's going to increase their profits. It's going to increase their customer satisfaction, renewals, whatever, and they keep the message going. And there's less advertising because of all those companies who've put their head in the sand. And guess what? They get heard better.
That's exactly right. You know, I've been telling people, I told people in that same article, I said, stop watching the talking heads on television and start talking to your customers.
Uh-huh. I agree 100%, because these are the people that will keep you in business. Now, might you be a little bit less profitable than you were the year before? Yeah, but so what? You're going to have good years and bad years.
That's right. The odd couple.
Yeah, I love that. I love that.
Yeah, no, it's the truth. I mean, the odd couple, challenges and opportunities, they're harness mates. They're hooked to the same harness.
Mm-hmm.
They're hooked to the same rig. They're both pulling us into our future. And you know, the other thing, you said something a minute ago that I want to come back to, and that's, you know, never really stop talking about the value and continue to maintain, you know, while you're focusing on reality. There are some reality challenges. There are some real issues that have to be dealt with. But while you're doing that, still remind people that we're all breathing air. We're all still eating. We're still, you know, we're still going to be buying stuff. And the smart people, Ruth, are right now, they're making plans to make a quantum leap when the economy does turn around. And they're going to be ready for that opportunity, aren't they?
Absolutely. But they're not stopping now. They're right. taking advantage of situations now. They're finding ways. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the marketing we're doing now has stopped being on, you know, some of the things that don't matter as much to people, but now it's the bottom line, keeping your cash, paying, you know, writing smaller checks to X person, things that people are really focusing on now, which is saving money. But also, they're still spending money. It's not like everybody stopped spending money.
When it's the other thing, Ruth, this isn't a global, and when I say global, I don't mean earthly, folks. I mean, this isn't a global economic recession in the United States, because all sectors aren't in bad shape across the country.
No, they're not.
Just certain sectors, and people still have jobs.
Yeah, and they will. I mean, we're still, what is unemployment, full employment,
well,
like 5.1%?
It's just now gone above 5.1. That is higher than it has been, but guess what? We already had 2 million jobs that weren't being filled in the United States. Stand by. Quick break. 20 till. I told you we'd have fun.
Ruth
joined us, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Ruth King. She's our good friend. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the things that we do here, including the show, all the different ways you can listen to the show, including streaming, including podcasting. You can listen to thousands of archives arranged in a category, a lineup, so you can find the topic you're interested in and go find that, or go find the Brain Trust member that you like. Like if you really like the wisdom of Ruth King, you can go back and listen to the body of work that she's presented us with over the years. And by going to finding her place in the Brain Trust, you can read articles to your little heart's content that I've written, or my Brain Trust members have written, like Ruth King. And you can subscribe to my newsletter, which we send to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. And you can also, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, which I am so excited about, this knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. People are just wearing it out, and it's growing like crazy. Thank you for using it. We built all this for you, folks. It's all free thanks to our corporate partners. They help us make it available to you for nothing. All you got to do is show up and use it, and I appreciate that. Ruth King knows all about building value for folks. She's working hard to help you as well. She's got her own program for helping small business owners. It's a video program, right, Ruth?
Right, it's video. It's literally internet television, and we do 30 to 35 new programs a month on all areas of business, from financials to sales and marketing to generating customers to social networking, which is a subject that you had before. We had two phenomenal advisors on, actually today, who are talking about the 10 mistakes, and one of them is a forensic CPA, and the things that you got to watch for in your business that somebody doesn't steal from you, and that's becoming rampant. It's really interesting, because more and more people I'm seeing, when I'm talking to owners of businesses, I'm seeing the warning signs of their bookkeeper stealing a little bit here and there, and all of a sudden it's thousands of dollars. I mean, maybe they feel they need it. I don't know.
You know, I saw a report on that. By the way, folks, Roos, you can find all that at Profitability Channel. .com. I saw a report on that the other day, and what I saw, Ruth, it said that the profile of that person who's going to steal from you is a middle-aged female.
That's right. Absolutely. It is the person who is your best friend, who is the grandmother you thought you never had, and all of a sudden you trust her, and guess what? Boom.
Yeah. And maybe to the tune of thousands and tens of thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't know, it's just a little insidious thing that happens sometimes. That's the reason why you've got to have checks and balances.
Yeah, one of the best things that you possibly can do as a business owner is to call your banks and say, send me my bank statements to my home.
Exactly.
Do not send them to your office.
Right.
Send them home, and then you look at them first, and then bring them into the bookkeeper. And the bookkeeper never has check signing approval.
But you know, Ruth, this is the kind of thing that a lot of business owners they're so proud of themselves when they get to the point where they can delegate that, because it's not a fun thing to do. It's like changing the diapers, you know. You don't want to do that. And the point where you get to where you can hire somebody to do that, it's like a benchmark milestone for you and for your company, and you're so proud of yourself, and, oh, I have people who take care of that for me. You can never delegate the financial responsibility of your company.
No.
You got to plug yourself in at some level as a check and balance.
Well, Oprah still signs all her checks. A check doesn't go out of her organization. How big is she? And she still signs all of her checks. You have, as a business owner, you have got to sign your checks. Mm-hmm. You can't have them stamped. You can't have them anywhere.
Absolutely.
You have to physically look at every check that gets signed.
Yep, absolutely. No, and, you know, I've actually seen this, Ruth, where the person who stole from the owner was actually a sibling.
Mm-hmm.
A sibling stole money from the owner or the manager of the company, and I mean it's really sad, but it does happen. So folks, you know that you don't put locks on doors for thieves. You put locks on doors for honest people.
Exactly, and the thing that they also have to be careful with is if there's a behavioral change. If a bookkeeper's going through a divorce, family member gets sick,
or they show up with a lot more stuff than you think they can afford.
Right. Those are the things that you've got to watch for, and you start checking. The thing that drives me crazy is when somebody says to me, oh, I trust my bookkeeper with my life. That just sends chills up and down my spine,
mm-hmm.
because the job of a good embezzler is to become the trusted bookkeeper.
That's right. That's what they have to do. And folks, we're not being negative here. This is reality. These are the kinds of things that happen. And you know, Ruth, think about this. I've been talking a little bit about what might happen to the cash flow of a business in a time like this when the economy is off a little bit. If your business is off 10%, let's say you're a business to business company, and your sales are off 10%, that means your cash flow is off 10%. But it's worse than that, because if you've got open accounts with customers, then they probably are not paying you as quick.
That's right.
As they were. So now you got a 10% reduction in cash flow because of sales. You probably got at least a 10% reduction in collections. So now all of a sudden, I mean, bada bing, bada bam, 1 month, you got a 20% drop in cash flow. And that's when you find out that your bookkeeper has been stealing from you. And that's what's called the perfect storm. It happens.
Yep. Absolutely, and you have to be vigilant. And Jim, as you said, you can never delegate the financial responsibility of your company.
Especially the cash flow. Especially the cash flow.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
And the thing is that, you know, weekly cash flow reports are critical. Your bookkeeper should put them on your desk on the last thing that she does or he does before he leaves every Friday. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's important.
Absolutely. Stand by, quick break. Tintel. Ruth King is our guest. I told you we'd get smarter when Ruth joined us. ProfitabilityChannel.com. I encourage you to go there and use it. It's good stuff. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7:10. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Visiting with our good friend Ruth King, the Chief Executive Officer of ProfitabilityChannel.com. That's where you can find outstanding interviews on video online. And so go there and check it out. There's even an interview of me roaming around over there in the bowels of that website. So
absolutely, go to the library, and I think you're number 3 or number 4.
Don't you have little darts that electronic darts, digital darts that people can throw at the guests if they want to?
That's a great idea. We got to do that.
Or tomatoes, little digital tomatoes that people can throw. You know, have you ever played with the Wii too? The little Wii game.
No, I have never played that.
My grandsons have that, and I play with them sometimes on that. But you know, have a little thing where you just throw the tomato at the guests. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Ruth, what do you think about what's your take on where the economy's going? Do you think we're going to be You think we're going to be very long down in the mouth like we are, or you think we're going to be putting out of this thing pretty soon?
I would hope that we're starting to pull out of it.
I didn't ask you what you hope. I said, what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
From my perspective, I think we're going to be out of it pretty quick for a lot of different reasons. Number one, we don't have the, you know, if you look at the overall global economy, businesses have gotten very smart about putting a whole bunch of money in inventory. Look at Dell. Yep. I mean, their inventory is one day. I mean, how would you like to have a multi-billion-dollar company? You know,
just
one
in
day
time inventory instead of just in case inventory.
Mm-hmm.
That one issue, Ruth, is probably the main reason why our recessions have been almost not events for the last three times.
Sure. Because there's not cash tied up in stuff.
That's right.
It's, as you said, just in time. And so I think that's the one reason this is going to be short. I think it hasn't affected all sectors of the economy, as we talked about first. And so as a result of it, those economies are going to actually, or those sectors are actually starting, the housing, if you look at the numbers that the media doesn't like reporting, the numbers are starting to come up. And I've seen it with my own clients, because we track on a trailing basis what's going on with their businesses. And you saw the downturn, and now it's flattened out, and it's going to go up soon. You know,
right.
Soon might be a month, 2 months, who knows, but I'm starting to see it, and they're starting to get busier and busier and busier. So from that perspective, we're going to be out of this pretty quick.
Well, and you know, based on my experience with corporations and talking to people who make a living speaking to groups and training and things like that, they're not feeling any kind of a pinch.
Yeah.
And we've still got people, you know, and the other thing, the reason I knew this housing thing wasn't going to get any worse than it was, people haven't lost their houses because they lost their job. They lost their houses because they cut a bad deal with the mortgage company.
Right.
Are their houses in jeopardy because they cut a bad deal with the mortgage company? They're still going to work. That's not the same thing as a recession where people lose their jobs because the economy is down.
I agree. Yep, I definitely agree. So I think the mortgage industry hopefully will learn a lesson. And something happens every 7 years. I mean, think about it. In about 2000, we had all the eyeballs and the dot-com bust. 7 years before that, we had all the real estate stuff.
Yep.
So, I mean, every 7 years, somebody does something stupid.
That's exactly right. No, you are exactly right. And if you go back, there's a wonderful book I'd like to mention on the show. It's called Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds.
Oh, I love that book.
Charles McKay, 1848, folks. And if you go read that book, he talks about three hysterias that happened in the 1500s and the 1700s and the 1800s. And the thing is when you read those stories, Ruth, you say, wait a minute, that was the dot-bomb thing in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Or that was the junk bond thing in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's nothing has changed. People are still... people still think they can suspend the laws of economics, don't they, sometimes?
Yes, but you can't.
No, and the bad part about it, though, Ruth, and this is what I'm worried about, is the government thinks that they need to step in and protect us from ourselves.
Let us be.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But I'm afraid that's not going to happen. We saw what happened with Sarbanes-Oxley.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a knee-jerk reaction. It's costing us dearly right now.
Yes.
And I'm worried that we're going to have a Sarbanes-Oxley for mortgages.
You're seeing that the Fed's wanting to take over the investment banking firms, and that would be very interesting if they actually did.
Yep. Well, of course, if the investment banks want to go to the window and borrow money, they've got to be expecting the oversight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about the Fed. I'm worried about Congress. They're the scary ones because they don't know what they're doing.
And they're elected by people who are not in business either.
That's exactly right. Hey, Ruth, give us that website one more time.
It's www.profitabilitychannel.com.
Folks, you got to check that out this week. I promise you, you'll enjoy it. Thanks, Ruth, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jim. I look forward to the next time.
One of the greatest supporters of small business, folks, Ruth King. She does a great job. Oh, by the way, don't forget to check out her book, The Ugly Truth About Small Business and The Ugly Truth About Managing People. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. This program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.